The morning began today at about 5:15 when I woke up surprisingly alert. So I went downstairs rather than hang around in bed trying to go back to sleep, which I've learnt over the years is a mug's game for me. And I went into my office and I turned on Twitter and I did a little bit of communicating with other people. And then I went to Flickr and edited, meaning deleted, a number of the photographs I'd taken at my daughter Grace's birthday party recently. And I passed the time in my office in quiet seclusion and no sounds in the house at all, but all the time I was aware of a presence in the house that was a beast, undisturbed, and who might be up to stuff in the kitchen, and that is the little puppy. Yes, the little puppy, Cotton de Tulier, a little doggy we call Rocky, or Rockstar to be his show name if he ever gets shown anywhere outside this house. But anyway, the little puppy was in the kitchen. So this boo is actually about, is coming to you, the ambient sounds of the open air out the side of my house. The little dog is down at my feet, groveling in the smells, or whatever dogs do when they get right down and dirty. And I came outside the house in the hope that he would wee outside, and hadn't weed all over the kitchen floor. Now, I actually have no idea what's waiting for me back in the kitchen floor, because the very first thing I did when I walked into the kitchen was quickly pat the dog and walk swiftly to the side door of the house, and out we went. I even went out in my bare feet, and it's damp outside, and went back into the kitchen then to get a pair of sandals so that I could stand outside, because I realised that the dog will follow me everywhere. So if I go back in, the dog will come back in, and there's no way I can stand outside here on concrete. Actually, I have a mixture of concrete and stones, gravel, whatever you call a large chunk of granite that were delivered to me by the builder, which I laid down stone by stone down the side of the house. These stones are what I hope the dog will come to love and use for its natural functions. But at the moment the dog is intent on examining the ground. So I'm standing in pyjamas and dressing gown. It's now more or less exactly 7 o'clock, and it's completely covered in cloud, and it's definitely going to rain. This means that the school run this morning will be slower than would be if it wasn't raining, though I hopefully won't run into any tractors this morning. And I'll just say how thrilled and delighted I was last night to put up part 10, if you like, of the my epic poem in 33 parts, 33 cantos, and have it picked as a favourite boo. So thank you to whoever made that decision, Mark Rock, I guess. And so, this is it. I'm just standing stationarily above a puppy who's 13 weeks old and who's training me. I'm learning to be a dog master, and I think maybe that's quite enough. It's time to go and pour or make a cup of Barry's tea and inspect the floor of the kitchen. All the best. Have a really great day today. Goodbye, Paul O'Mahony, over and out.